Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it working. Goodbye to the hurting. You woke me up, put me on my way.
October 14th, we're just almost at the halfway mark. But this is Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, your host Ivan Henry, and I'll be with you for the next 3 hours or so. So with that, we're going to ask that you stick and stay. But we have with us Sister Kathleen, so without any further ado, we'll get our opening prayer.
Thanks.
My name is Sister Kathleen.
Good morning, Brother Ivor. How are you?
I am doing very well.
Oh, great, great. Okay, a chilly morning, but it's all good. Good morning, radio audience. Another marvelous day to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. We thank you, Lord, for your week of mercies and grace in our daily lives. We thank you for your protections against the evils or just anxieties some of us experienced this week. We praise you still for your loving kindness and whatever dilemma you allowed us to experience this week, knowing that you're always working all things out for our good if we love you and are called according to your purpose and your will. Now, as we listen to the podcast this morning, we ask you, Lord, once again to settle our hearts and minds so that we can be encouraged by the music, prayers, words of inspiration, and other discussions. And we thank you for your blessings from this podcast this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Kathleen.
And, amen.
With that, I think we have Sister Donna online with us. So Donna, how are you doing this morning? Well, let us see if we can get it in. She must have been dropped. Okay, yes, she's been dropped. And Sister Bob has been dropped also. And Matrice has been dropped. Could you imagine that? Okay, no,
right,
Matrice
here.
Is still with us. Yeah, good morning, Matrice.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
You have background noise.
Okay. Let's see if I can get that sorted out. Donna, when you're not speaking, go mute a little bit, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I was saying, when you're not speaking, just go mute a little. We have some background noise coming in there from you, but go ahead and say your good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning from New York.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matrice. Good morning to the other panelists.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. And you?
Well, doing well. I know you're multitasking. I could imagine that you're following the World Cup cricket. That's on at this time.
Yes, I am. And for once in my life, I wake up 4 o'clock to watch this game, which is a disappointment.
Okay, well, at 10 o'clock, we're going to have much more of that when we will be talking sports at the top of the hour. So let's find out from Matrice how is she doing this morning. And I'm sure she has a report for us concerning Sister Bubsy.
Well, good morning again. And Donna, I hope you didn't lose sleep for no reason. Anyway, I'm doing okay. And Mom, same old, different day, you know. But we're giving thanking Jehovah for his mercy and grace. And everything here in New York is coming on to fall, so we have to accept what we are getting. Chilly, cold, rain, and everything like that. All in the mix. So that's my view from here. Good morning to everyone. Good morning to Lynette, Cardinal, Leon, Dennis. I call him Dennis. Dennis. Yeah. Oh, wow. What a day. Kathleen, Barbara. And David, morning to everyone else, fans, friends of Caribbean Global Voices. Have
okay,
a pleasant Saturday morning.
Yes, I just want to thank you for that. And
thank you.
Lynn, I'm sure he's on center stage looking at the cricket match at this time. But let's go ahead and hear Brother Dennis over there in Southern California. Up very, very early. Good morning, Mr. Dennis. I see your hand has been raised here. Mr. Heat. Okay, I thought you wanted to get in and say something early. You pushed the one, your hand is up. But nonetheless, we'll get up with you shortly. Well, folks, you know, the first hour, we usually have our inspirational portion, and that comes by way of some soothing songs, something to inspire you. At half the mark,
Ivor, my apologies, Ivor. I was muted.
Oh, good morning,
sir. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, good morning. I'm sorry, I was muted. The first thing I should tell you, I've just spoken with Leon, and he's been called away on an errand, and he says he will not be able to join, but if he can, he will certainly poke his head up. But for now, he's not going, you know, he's out on an errand.
Okay.
As for myself, good morning to, you know, Meretrice and Donna and yourself and, of course, other panelists who are on board. And I know, unlike Donna, Donna said she woke up at 4:30. Well, I've been up for 24 hours because I have not been to sleep since 6 a.m. yesterday morning because I wanted to catch this. I wanted to catch this much vaunted match. And as you know, it starts in my neck of the woods at 1:30 a.m. my time, which is 4:30 your time. So, of course, I've been up all night watching, and it looks like it is kind of one-sided, but nonetheless, it's still ongoing. That I will take leave and let you get on with the entertainment hour.
Okay, well, thank you for that, and thanks for the information concerning Lynn. Hope that all is well, and I'm sure if he finds the time, he will be audible. Well, folks, well, I'd say at the bottom of the hour, we'll have something from Sister Kathleen, and of course, we'll go on out with her dismissing us from the inspirational portion. I too would want to say good morning to Kathleen over there in the Virgin Islands, listening up. She always being inspired by coming in early in the morning for the first hour especially. Well, to the other folks, Lynn it down there in St. Kitts, Tessa Howell over there in Nevis and Earl Sargent, good morning to you folks. Well, at 10 o'clock we'll have sports, and usually we have that in brief, because on Sunday at 6 o'clock in the p.m., the heavyweight comes in, and they will fill all of the void. So David usually comes in and tell us what's happening internationally, regionally, and locally. And, of course, we put the trimmings on it. That's Dennis, Leon, Carl, and myself. Well, of course, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date, being the 14th day of October. And that compliments Naubi's son, that is Mr. Audley Watson. And I will bring that to you. Then Colonel himself would greet his special fans. He has a lot of fans, but there's some special ones that he called by name. And if you dare to leave a name out, well, you know, I get to really go cockaboo. And that's when I get to say, good, that's it for calling names and forgetting a name. But he's so witty that he will say, well, I just didn't really leave that name off. I didn't forget the name. I just left it out because I replaced it with another. But nonetheless, Colonel 2 would have a commentary for us, and that usually brings something for us to ponder on. So at 10:45, we usually have the Antigua Care. If they're not here in person, that's Dawn and Debbie. We'll have some representation for them. Usually, we have Mr. Dennis Seat will fill the void. Of course, 11 o'clock, we're going to celebrate, because although it's the 14th, Cardinal, alongside my son, Govi, they celebrated a birthday yesterday. So during the birthday hour, well, of course, we're going to hear their name ringing loudly. Donna just had hers there on the 7th. And then we have a few coming up. Of course, we had Brother Gerald on the 10th as well. But we leave that for the birthday hour. On 11 o'clock, we're going to party hardy like we did last week for Donna. But you two can be a part of the conversation. 563-999-3693. You push the 1 and you become audible. All we ask that you be respectful of yourself, stick within the broadcast standard, and of course you will be heard. Just in case you have to say anything, I ask you to be as forceful as you can, be respectful, but be as brief as you can. So in other words, you can write down what you have to say, that you can be as organized as you can be. And with that, I think we should go on into something musical. Well, I want to say good morning to my wife, Barbara. She requested this one from the Grace Thrillers. She said she can't walk without Jesus holding her hand. I guess my hand is not good enough, so I would bow to Jesus anytime, and I'll take the second fiddle. Nope, I think I did the wrong one. and take us down to 9:30 hour. We will do it this way. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Jesus,
I can tell you, well, folks, we don't have the hour, and this time we're going to summon Sister Kathleen to give us an inspirational verse at this time.
Okay, thank you. Our inspirational thoughts for today are from Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. It reads, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust." Our inspirational thoughts for today focuses on the protection we have from God when we live in the presence of God. Now, verse 1 states, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High." He refers to the person who has a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, confessing their sins, repenting, and accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior. This is a person who has made a choice to put their trust in the Lord, the Most High, and not in what the media, Instagram, Facebook, or some people say. This is a person who lives in the residency of God's love for them. This is a person who believes they are loved, comforted, and protected in whatever circumstance or situation they find themselves in, knowing that no weapon formed against them will prosper. The secret place of the Most High is referred to by many commentaries as a hiding place, a shelter from a storm, distress, or difficulty. The person who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, protection, peace, safety, and rest. In this place, one communes with God, hears His voice. He or she is recharged. Now, do you dwell in the secret place of the Most High when you are faced with difficulties, or do you become fixated on the problems and not the promises of God? Well, I think it is safe to say we all have experienced those moments when the spirits of anxiety, doubt, worry, fear, and uneasiness invade us. However, when we decide to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we are in a place of rest in God, believing in God's love and reading and vocalizing His promises in the situation or circumstances we face or others face. Radio audience, we have to continually be intentional in reminding ourselves it's not about us, but God's purpose in us and the adversities of life. He is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. And God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High are fully persuaded that God's love for them provides them with a permanent stronghold in times of difficulty. They trust the Holy Spirit to lead them one step at a time until they come through the storm or difficulty. As we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, the God who is superior to all powers because He is almighty, everlasting, living, not dead, merciful, faithful, and mighty, we have a closeness with God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, knowing that God is able to do what seems impossible. However, we also believe that His shadow is a shadow of protection on us. There is a commitment of the Almighty God to those who trust in Him and not their imaginations or feelings. Let us decide truly, continuously, to dwell in the secret place of God so we can say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Lord, we thank You for teaching us Your will, which is for us to dwell in the secret place, Your shelter of the Most High, so that we can abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank You for that. Up until 10 o'clock, so hopefully you're being inspired, and we'll continue with Grace the Fidelis. see what you have in store for us.
Oh,
Yes, indeed. The Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet. That's the grace filler today for us out of Jamaica. Well, we're rolling up slowly but surely to the end of our inspirational portion. And again, we want to remember Mr. Cardinal Mills having a birthday yesterday. Earth Strong. And we have a request coming up for him shortly, so stand by. But who's next in line?
Oh,
First. And drum roll, please. Miss Kathleen Tweet has requested and has ordered me to play this song for Mr. Cardinal Mills. So stop the press. I'm your angels. I'm your angel. All right, happy birthday, sir. Asked and answered. You come to the song, sir. Celine Dion and R. Kelly.
Oh, you
Yes, Sister Kathleen, come on in, and you can take us out of this segment.
Okay. Thank you. Heavenly Father, as we go about our day and throughout the week, help us to remember what you want us to focus on daily, seeking you first and your kingdom. Help us to be intentional and vigilant this week as we face our trials and tribulations, knowing that nothing is impossible with God. Help us to give you praise in whatever you allow us, knowing, Lord God, that you are a good God and you will cause all things to work together for our good in any storm or situation we may find ourselves in. We ask you, Lord, to give us your protection, strength, wisdom, and understanding, stamina, clarity of mind, energy, and robust health needed in this week for our personal trials. Also, we ask you, Lord, to touch those afflicted with health challenges. Touch them in their areas of concern. Now, Lord Jesus, you said, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. And we come against all of those challenges that are distressing to the body this week in Jesus' name. And then, Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, to give us all the blessings that you want us to have for this week. We pray it all in the name of Jesus, thanking you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, we want to thank you for coming through in flying colors as usual, and especially for my friend and brother, Mr. Cardinal Mills, who is celebrating a birthday. It's going to be special for this weekend, and when I grow up, I just want to be just like that young man, getting requests coming in left, right, and center. Back end of this program, we'll be doing some of that. I haven't heard from the main man, Mr. David Maitland. I'm trying to push through that call for him, but it's not being successful at this time. So we'll give another for Cardinal until I catch up with sports. Cardinal, it's your time.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart desire? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over sideways and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming. Subscribe.
And right about now, we are going to head into sports. Not much happening in sports, but an important event is taking place. ODI welcome. And 50-50. And David is here to welcome. No West Indies team, but hey, we have commentators. We have an umpire. David, the main man. Come on in.
Morning, Ivor.
Good morning.
Good morning to the listeners. I must first say good morning to the ladies, Lynette, Marjorie, Barbara, and maybe still celebrating her birthday. I'd like to say good morning to her and hope she had a wonderful day last week. To the gentlemen, Cardinal, Ivor, Audley, Leon, and Dennis. The gentlemen, rest of the world, good morning, good afternoon, good night, good evening. As you know, Ivor, as you had rightfully said, not much is happening in sports around the world because cricket World Cup takes the center stage of cricket, right, of what's happening worldwide. So I must, first before I go on, I must say thanks to Audley. Last week I had said something and he called me later on and gave me a correction on that. That Mr. Markram of South Africa has made the fastest 100 in ODI, but that was the fastest 100 for the World Cup. So thanks to Audley. But I must also say Audley's heading down to Florida, and last week he sent his buddy ahead of him. He didn't really come down here, but I guess he must have scolded his buddy and said, you needed to go further south. So we're expecting to get some cold weather this week ahead of him. So we're already feeling Mr. Audley Ross of him sending his cold friend down here. But I must say, you know, kudos to him. And we're going to get him and his buddy out of here pretty soon. Well, sports, Ivor, as I said, that not much is happening in sports. But I would give week 5 of the NFL some scores here. Bears beat the Commanders 40-20. Jaguars defeated the Bills 25-20. Saints routed the Patriots 34-0. In that case there, Mr. Bill Belichick, neck is on the line there for that beatdown that he got, and his team hasn't been doing well. And then we, next was the Colts, defeated the Titans 23-16. Steelers over the Ravens 17-10. And the Lions put a whooping on the Panthers 42-24. Falcons squeaked by the Texans 21-19. Dolphins, the Miami Mullets, as I call them, they won again. Coming back from defeat, they beat the Giants 31-16. Bengals 34, Cardinals 20, Eagles 23, Rams 14, Jets over the Broncos by 10, 31-21. And Colts, you know, Chiefs defeat the Vikings 27-20. 49ers with a whooping on Cowboys 42-10. I know Jerry Jones must be out there, may not have any year leave on his head, but beating like that, he got maybe scratching and pulling his ear out. And the Rams and the Raiders was a squeaker there, with Raiders coming out 17-13. On week six, you have Broncos and Chiefs. They played on Thursday. So Chiefs was 19-6. And coming up tomorrow, Ravens Titans, 9:30 at Ravens Titans game. Incidentally, we played over there in London. Tomorrow at 1, Dolphins and Panthers, Saints and Texans, Commanders and Falcons, Colts and Jaguars, Seahawks and Bengals, Vikings and Bears, 49ers and Browns, and 4:05 is Patriots versus Raiders. 4:25 is Lions versus Buccaneers. 4:25 also Cardinals and Rams, Eagles and Jets. And at 8:20 is Giants and Bills, and the Monday night game would be Chargers versus Cowboys. So that's just something that's happening in the NFL. Gonna go to cricket now. I say not much is happening in cricket. Australia versus West Indies women. Australia won that game quite comfortably. West Indies women could only muster 103 in the allotted 20. No, that's in 31 overs. So this is a 50 over game with 1, 2, 3 persons getting into double figure and the rest red like a telephone number. You have 25 to Rasheeda Williams, 23 to Ailey Matthews, and 19 to Cherianne Fraser. And as I said, the rest read like a telephone number there. So 103 all out in 31.4. The three wicket going to Annabelle Sutherland, getting 3 for 23 from 4 overs. There's 2 wickets apiece to Grab, King, and McGrath. So McGrath got in 2 for 10 from 3.4. Grath getting 2 for 14 from 5. And Elena King getting 2 for 20 from 8 with 1 made. And when Australia batted, Australia women batted, they made 106 for 2, with 32 going to Ailey, 29 not out to Perry, 27 to Litchfield. Those were the main contributors. A wicket apiece to Parnell and Elaine. So that's Australian women there. I'm taking that game there very easy. We also have South Africa women presently playing. South Africa women 172. And New Zealand women is 77 for 2. They said that game is still in progress. They made South Africa women 172 for 4 there. And with Waldorf getting 53-45 to Luz, 32 to Bosch, and 22 not out to Iran. 172 for 4. That's a T20 game there. Australia, New Zealand, 39.2 and 11.2 over. So, match is still continuing. They need less than 100 in 8.4 over to win that match, if they can pull off that win. So that's what there. Now we have the India. India is presently playing Pakistan. And the build-up to that game did not live up to all the hype that came around to that game. That game turned out to be Pakistan did not make enough runs in there to challenge it, and India is cruising. But the first I'll give you yesterday's match, Bangladesh versus New Zealand. And New Zealand make light work of that match against Bangladesh and cruise to an easy 8-wicket victory. Bangladesh made 245 for 9 with Mustafa Rahim getting 66 from 75 balls. 6 fours and 2 sixes. 41 not out to Mamadoula. 41 from 49 balls. And 40 to Shakib Alhassan. 30 to Mindy Hassan Miraz. Bowling for New Zealand, Lucky Ferguson got 3 for 49 from 10 overs. It's 2 wickets apiece to Bolt and Henry. Bolt got 2 for 45 from 10, and Henry got 2 for 58 from 10. A wicket to Satna and a wicket to Phillip. When New Zealand batted, they made 248 for 2 with Daryl Mitchell not out and 89 from 67 balls with 6 fours and 4 sixes. Captain Kane Williams had to retire hurt, and it's now revealed that he had a fractured on his thumb there where he got hit with a ball being thrown back for a run out. Got hit and had to retire at 78. He's 78. Came from 107 balls. He literally anchored that inning after early wicket had fallen. He got 8, 4, and a 6. And 45 went to Devon Conway. There's a wicket to Rahman and Shakib Alhassan. Those were the lone wicket takers. And I said, presently, Pakistan and India have been played, and so that match did not live up to the hype. Pakistan only made 191 in their innings at batting, or 91. That wasn't going to cut it. They needed to make some 300 or more runs in this game here. They stand a chance. That 191 in 42.5 overs. It's Keeper Barbara Azam getting 50, 49 to and 36 to and 20 to Shafiri. So I said those runs wasn't going to make it. So there were 5 bowlers who took 2 wickets each. Bumrah, Siraj, Pandya, Yadav, and Jadeja. With Pandya getting 2 for 34 from 6. Yadav getting 2 for 35 from 10. I'm sorry, I should have said Joshua Boomer was a pick of that bowler with 2 for 19 from 7, followed by Pandya, Yadav, and Jadeja. There was also 2 wickets for Taraji. He got 2 for 50 from 8. And Sardinia is now 175 for 3. The skipper Roy Sharma getting 86 from 63. 6-4 and 6-6. 46 knocked out to Shiris Iyer from 57, 2-4 and 2-6. The Coley and Gale getting 16 apiece. So they're on cruise mode. Yeah. Terry Dafridi got 2 for 36 and 6. And the other week is going into Hassan Ali. So Pakistan is going to easily come away victorious. Now let's turn to what's happening in local cricket here. Tomorrow, oh, by the way, we should say congratulations to Myrtle Grove and St. Beth for winning last week's final, last week's division 1 and 2 final in the T20 tournament. Not only are they had won, they are promoted to division to Division One. Both teams are in the Division One now. As I said, the 30 over starts this week with a couple of matches, a full slate of matches. Yeah, but maybe maybe 10 or 15 matches. The South Florida Sunrisers versus South India Tuskers at Miramar Regional Park South. Florida Cricket Academy versus Eagles at Miramar Regional Park 9. And incidentally, those two matches start at 9:30 because they're going to be playing a doubleheader on those grounds. I don't see you playing a 30 over game and playing a doubleheader, but that's what they're going to do. PBE versus Tufan at Tradewinds Park. And that's a 10 o'clock match. Palm Beach Hurricane versus PCC Googlies at John Prince. Yes, Cricket Academy versus Miami Chargers at McGrown. Three Times versus Malakar. They had Brand Piccolo Park North. Strikers versus Atlantic at Sports Park. Lauderdale Sports Park. At Young Genius Academy versus CGFL Warriors. They're at Central Broad Regional Park, and that game moved from Field 3 and 4 to Field 1 and 2. At 11 o'clock, St. Lucie versus Titans in Port St. Lucie. Also at 11, South Shore, up there in South Shore, because it is back up in South Shore, a team called Bengal Tigers versus Miami Lions. So one of those are those two teams share that ground. I think they're new teams in this commission. They are playing up there at South Shore. And at 2:45, St. Beth versus Myrtle Grove. So the two promoted teams are battling against each other. So that's what's happening there for local Creed Island. That's where I'm going to take my exit. Leon Kameen and Greg is many, many fans. So that's it.
Ivor?
Me?
Yes. Come on in, Dennis.
Yeah. May I just add that the CONCACAF Nations League Soccer, it's international week this week. So we don't have the Premier League, but we do have the CONCACAF Nations League. Some results from yesterday. Curacao 1, Panama 2, Martinique 1, El Salvador 0, Trinidad and Tobago 3, Guatemala 2, CONCACAF League B, Group 2, Montserrat 0, Nicaragua 3, Barbados 0, Dominican Republic 5, St. Vincent and the Grenadines 1, French Guiana 4, Belize 0, Bermuda 1. And those are matches from yesterday. Today there are League B Group 4 matches. Puerto Rico will play Guyana at 12 midday. And Bahamas will play Antigua and Barbuda at 3 o'clock. And that is the match schedule for today. I'm not aware of anything for tomorrow, but if there are, we'll certainly share them with the other listeners on the cricket show tomorrow. That's it from me to you. Back to you, Ivor.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Anything special for tomorrow, 6 o'clock? We're just going to dissect the World Cup.
Yes, we have the usual itinerary, you know, other things happening, but we'll certainly be including the ICC World Cup, the matches played during this past week. But in addition to that, you know, there are other things happening, such as the West Indies Women Tour that David talked about. We'll probably talk some more about that. Of course, West Indies have a women's A team, which is due to tour, historical tour to Pakistan. That's the junior team as opposed to the senior team. And the West Indies Academy will be entertaining the Ireland Academy tour this winter. We have the Super Cup, the new Super Cup, 50 squads and the teams announced. And those and a few other items we'll get our teeth into. Normally, of course, we'll have the focus on the law of cricket segment, and tomorrow's presentation is being made by Mertris. We'll also be temporarily postponing the coach's corner while this World Cup is on, so we can get a little more time to get our teeth into the happenings at the World Cup. But that's it. So we invite you all to join us tomorrow at 6 o'clock for the cricket show at 6 on the Sunday evening, 1515-605-9850. 1515-605-9850 or www.blogtalkradio.com/the cricket show. Thank you, and back to you, Ivor.
Okay, thank you for that. Well, that's where we're ending sports this morning, and we're going to head on over to birthdays in a minute. Okay, we had West Indies. World Cup without the West Indies. What does it feel like? Well, we have commentary. Bishop is there. We have the spinner, ex-spinner there from Trinidad.
May I interrupt you for a second, Ivor?
Yes.
There are some additional CONCACAF Nations League soccer matches due for Monday the 16th. There will be Group 2. Dominican Republic will play Barbados at 5 p.m. Nicaragua will play Montserrat at 7 p.m. French Guiana will play St. Vincent and the Grenadines at 4 p.m. These are all Monday, the 16th of October. And St. Martin will play Anguilla at 1 p.m. Turk and Caicos Islands will play the Virgin Islands at 1 p.m. And those are the matches on tap for the CONCACAF League on Monday. Sorry, that's it. Thank you, and back to you, Ivor. I apologize for the interruption there. I thought our listeners
No problem. Well, at least we'll have all this tomorrow.
Sorry.
What I say, the only for South
Africa.
My only comment about the World Cup and match today with all the hype is that Pakistan is yet to be in the World Cup. So I don't know what's all the hype.
My apologies again. I've just discovered there are some additional CONCACAF League matches due on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. Group 1, Curaçao will play Trinidad and Tobago at 6 p.m. El Salvador will play Martinique at 6 p.m. Panama will play Guatemala at 6 p.m. Bermuda will play Belize at 3:30 p.m. Antigua and Barbuda will play the Bahamas at 12:30 p.m. Guyana and Puerto Rico at 1 p.m. And Cayman Islands and U.S. Virgin Islands will play. And let me see if I... Oh, let me go back to that, and I will give you the... Oops, I lost my page there. Okay, I will leave that for now and see if there's anything on Thursday. Not enough. We'll have to settle for that for now, Ivor. Sorry for the interruption, but I thought it was important that our listeners, especially those in the Caribbean who have an axe to grind in these matches, hear those upcoming games. At least be aware of them. Back to you. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I know better, so I'm going to just let you know that the boogeyman is not going to get you. For the interruptions, Lynette and Marcus, they are going to get you.
Okay.
Yes. My brief intervention there about the match today with all the hype is that Pakistan is yet to beat India in men's ODI. So I don't know what all the hype is about. Especially coming over to India to play with the 12th man drowning out the Pakistanis. I don't see what all this hype was about. What happened to the match, I said if I was the adjudicator, I don't care what happened in the second half. The player of the match would have been Sharma for me, the captain. People underrate captaincy and leadership. Straight up, he would have been the player of the game. But he went on to score 86 in no time. So I guess that's just field deal. But I don't care. Even Cody scored the 86. I would have given it to Sharma. Player of the match for his captaincy. Sometimes these adjudicators have to look into those little areas. So, okay, that's it for me here from sports as well. So let's go ahead and thank David again. And we're going to thank you for coming in. If Colonel is going to have something to say along the way, we're going to let him do that in the second half. So, Colonel, go ahead, introduce yourself to the many fans, and we'll take care of the Antigua case. So, Dennis, stand by for that. So, Colonel, get your many fans on hand while we wait for the Antigua case.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, David. And I got to say this, despite of his education, I got to say this, David, you know, there's not a lot to shout about, you know, with regards to West Indies not being in the World Cup. That has been accepted, that's done and dusted. You and I don't cry over that anymore. But we took pleasure, at least I took pleasure, in watching South Africa take Australia apart. And maybe, you know, the record says Pakistan has never won India in a World Cup, but they say every day bucket go out well and one day the bucket be bottom go follow. Pakistan is well known for giving us a brilliant performance 1 minute and a dismal performance the other. Let's hope that this would be their only dismal performance in this whole World Cup. Unfortunately, they gave it to India. So, enjoy Pakistan, enjoy Kemba Bavuma and his squad, in spite of the fact that West Indies is not there. Good morning, fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. We are glad to have you with us. World Cup and all. And, you know, we're celebrating October. And it's everybody who shares October. So, with me, my friends, good morning. I'm going to say good morning right now just to the special fans for now. And they are up there in New York, Mortris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babsy Nisbet. And I got to remind David that when Arlie's coming down, he might be bringing some cool for us down here, man, because we need it. We've never seen a September or an October so hot. So, David, I got to part company with you on this one, and you know, hope that Arlie come down soon and bring some of that cool with us, with him, because we desperately need it around here.
Pardon me, go on over to Martin.
Yeah.
He already sent, this is the second wave coming down now. He already sent one wave. It didn't reach us this far south. And he already, another wave is coming through today and tomorrow, they say, should be. So he already is hitting us already. And he hasn't made it down here yet. He just threatened to come down.
We're welcoming this time, and I will even make him a special fan on this occasion. The heat is on. Okay. I'm going to go over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson, and she's sweltering in the heat over there as well. But, you know, they're going to go on party. That's what it is. Good morning, Irma, and thank you. Thank you for the very special birthday greeting yesterday. Didn't forget, Iva. She did not forget. Even though, you know, she said it on the first of, and she said it somewhere in the middle of the first and the 13th. And I was going to remind her, if you don't send me happy birthday on the first or the 13th, nothing else in between those two is acceptable. So you either say it on the first or you say it on the 13th. But she got the right here, Irma. Thank you.
I didn't want about that. I said, she don't have no in-between. The in-between is for you. So no in-between first and 13. I did want
to. Good advice. Good advice to your partners in crime. good morning, Lynette, over there in St. Kitts. And thank you, too, for the birthday greetings. It was our birthday greetings all around this week. I wonder how are we going to get all these people from October 15th getting their greetings. There are too many of them. There are too many of them. I think I'm going to take Ivor's suggestion, and we're going to start celebrating October in July. July got a lot of space. So we can fit some of the greetings for the October people. We got so many people in October. We don't got to start celebrating some of October in July. And if you don't do that in October, some of the October people going to get left out of their greetings. It's much too much, man. It's too much. Ivor even conceded that. Anyway, let me move on over to Nevis, where I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doar and his fans there, his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. And I'm going to say good morning to my classmates of the Charlestown Secondary School graduating class of 1972. And I got to thank them all because these birthday greetings came pouring in, I say, in deluge from my classmates of 1972 yesterday. Thank you all. I got a message from Cecilia this morning. She said she was having problems getting onto the site. Cecilia Wallace up there in New York, and another of my classmates, she is indicating to me that she seems to have having problems getting onto the site this morning, indicating that it seems that Maxi's antivirus program was preventing her from connecting to the site. So I don't know what that is about. But
maybe we have
to
call her. I think maybe she has one of those carriers again.
One of those things that we might have to call her. Okay.
Yes.
So, and I got to say, you know, my special greeting to my friend and work and classmate, Mr. Earl Sargent. And like I said, to all my classmates and fans over there in Nevis. I'm going to go on up to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel and thank you too for this special birthday greetings, Omel. You know, I know you hear the call out, but you will disregard it either and send the greetings anyway, because you know that, you know, October's got it. Thank you, Omel. Thank you, Michelle. And I'm going to make sure that Ivor does not deprive you of your calypso this morning. If he does it, he does it at my, you know, he does it in defiance of October. Let's just put it that. Good morning to you. Thanks for sharing that with us. I'm going to go all or come across the channel where I'm going to go say good morning to the people up in Fort Lauderdale. Elimat, King Elimat, that is. You know, and one of my classmates, you know, gave me the soundtrack for Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday to You. You know, that's how big it was, I tell you. It's October, and it was big. So, Ellie, over there in St. Thomas, you know, gave me the soundtrack for the Stevie Wonder Happy Birthday song. So, you know, I was wondering if you could have catch up this element this morning to put a little icing on the cake to give me his happy birthday song. But we will see, brother. Hoping that you're meeting those challenges and keep smiling. We always remember you. Good morning to Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her little brother, Malik, and sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to the southwest, where I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you that way, Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. And we had a chance to pick up with Cutner earlier this week. He was wondering if Ivor was lost, so we caught him, you know, searching around for Ivor. I don't know why, but he did. Cutner is a good man, you know. Anyway, let me move up to Georgia. I say good morning to Monique, Yvette, Barbara. Welcome back. They're having a great time over there. I don't know what kind of cool or hot is going over in Georgia. You know, temperatures are shivering here, man. And if they got some cool, they could package some and send it for me. Good morning to you. I'm going to go over to Melbourne, where I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. And you know, that's the first early morning greeting I got yesterday on my birthday. Good morning, Yvonne. Thank you, my dear. And, you know, there's always something sweet, funny that comes with it. Good morning, my dear. Finally, let me say good morning to Kathleen, who has been the inspirational hour as her own. Thank you, too, for all the birthday greetings. Either I tell you, October is big. With that said, good morning to all friends, fans, and supporters for the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. We've got a great one for you today as well. Just hang around, guys. It's coming to you. Compliments of us. Back to you, Ivor.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope Kathleen is going to pay up. We did better ginger ale. The Colonel would not even come on the ear and say thank you for the requested songs that you requested. So, Kathleen, let me know if you must study others that you requested. Just let me know. That's all I have to say. Well, we need to...
Thank you, Kathleen, for all the birthday greetings and stuff like that. That includes the song. What do you want to make a fuss?
No, it's a bet. I wasn't making a fuss. I was saying I want a bet because you didn't say it when you greet us. That was the bet.
Okay.
No.
You mean I didn't say the way you thought I would say, you didn't say... I didn't say
no, that was the bet. You didn't say the way I would bet. And the same thing I said... David was to the fan. David came out here. David came out here. David said, me, I wouldn't even tell him that happy birthday, even though I know yesterday was his birthday. You didn't realize that David was to the fan. David didn't just he just said, hail of Cardinal. So all I got to say is a man's word.
When people have a record of good behavior, even at the point where they behave badly, they get some reprieve because they got this record of good behavior. Now, when people got a record of bad behavior and they do something good, people look at it and say, that must have been a mistake. So that's the difference between you and David.
For me? But I got so much stories here.
Yeah.
That, you know, let me get this in here. Mercury say, it's a good thing she don't have nothing to do with birthday. Because even if she did, she would have never tell you happy birthday. Whatever going on between you and she, that is all your business. So I just letting you know.
I ain't got my back up this morning. I didn't hear that at all this morning. And I didn't hear that at all this morning. So, I ain't got my back up.
Happy birthday.
No.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know. I just didn't hear you this morning. That's all. I didn't know you were on.
Oh, no.
I know you were listening, but I didn't know you were on.
No, Donna didn't say anything bad because Donna said, boy, October rules, so that's how you have
well,
to believe me. Donna didn't
about.
Say anything, so Donna was really boosting up October. But that much is there, and Lynette, but I tell you, keep an eye on them people. David, because I don't know, much is not going to say anything, but it's when she said, but even if I had anything to do with birthday, I was going to tell him happy birthday. That is the one that got me. That's the one that got me. But anyway, we're laughing. Let's take care of the Antigua Care. We give them a plug here because we still have to do the official birthdays. And the folks want to hear Carlos' commentary. And I have to make sure to take care of Omel with her calypsos. So, Dennis, give us a plug. Dennis? Okay.
And the dream we were conceived and will we feel a joyful day. And the world we want to live and will shine again in gray. Then why do we keep strangling this when we first crucified the soul? Though it's plain to see this world is heavenly. See God's love fly so high that our spirits never die. And my heart, I feel you are all my brothers. Create a world with no fear. Together we'll cry happy tears.
Okay, let's get
thank
a quick thing
you.
Here from Dennis before
thank
we head on down to sink it.
Right. Thank you, Dennis? Iva. Yes.
Yes.
We are almost at the end of the year, Iva, but the needs of the citizens of Antigua and Barbuda are still very much with us. Debbie and Don of the Antigua and Barbuda Charity Care Group would like to remind listeners to take a moment to think about those men, women, and children whose lives can be changed with a little help and charity. It is not too late to make a promise to reach out with a donation, whether it is food, clothing, materials, school items, and even monetary gifts. All will alleviate the need. Whatever you are able to donate, contact Debbie Campbell at 1-845-820-6598. That's 1-845-820-6598. Or email Debbie, that's Debbie Campbell, DebbyCampbell, that's Debbie Campbell, NYC, all one word, Debbie Campbell, NYC, @AOL.com, or Don Curtin, that's 1-785-554-5628, 1-785-554-5628, email Curtin, Kirton, 697@gmail.com. Please help if you can, Debbie, Dawn, and of course the Antigua Barbuda Charitable Group, which certainly appreciates whatever you can help with. Back to you, Iva.
Okay, thank you for that. And we will take care of the Antigua Care, doing some humanitarian work. I'm sure they may be trying to see if they can help those Palestinians down there who've been hit or because they're blaming Hamas. But we'll get into that a little later. But kind of, let me see if I read this properly. Lynette said, if you were in Sinkit, she would have ring out a cane on you. Well, she writes it in dialect, so I can't read that. But I don't know what she means by that. Ring out. Good morning, Lynette.
Good morning. I came on here especially to say a cardinal happy birthday in person. I did it via WhatsApp yesterday, and I know he received it, and I heard him saying he received it. So we will not bother with the naysayers. Cardinal, good morning, and how are you?
I am well. I'm in good spirits.
Well, after all them birthdays, Shangbalang, and after all them songs I hear on the radio this morning, well, sir. Mm-hmm. Dr. Kathleen Tewitt, you're going on bad.
But say exactly what you said, no? You said that you don't like how Colonel is specialized to big up Kathleen and just jumble you with everybody else. Like you said,
hello, hello.
Like,
hello.
Why you don't say all of that?
We're talking about the birthday now. So, Colonel, you had a fantastic birthday, I hope.
So far, fantastic. And it aims to get better.
That's all that matters. Nothing else.
So what song you gonna, since you're in rivalry with Kathleen, what song you gonna play? You want me to play for him so that you can let Kathleen know that you're in the boat too?
No. I can't outdo Kathleen. Kathleen was hot this morning. Leave it alone. You're trying to get me in mix up. I don't get in a mix up.
Wait, will you call it again?
Is what we talk on the ear? What we talk on the ear? We can't say on the ear.
Me?
Will you call it? Lynette, you didn't mix up the last time. You said something. You used another
Jangalang.
Word. Tell us again. Jangalang.
My grandmother used to say Shangbalang.
Shangbalang. Okay.
Down Trinidad, they say Bacchanal. The same thing.
Okay, well. You guys have a way to be shooting the messenger, but I always believe in carry the message straight and come back straight, and the good Lord would
not one soul crazy to give you no message to carry.
So, what you just said, you don't want me to say?
You don't hear the message.
You don't hear the message. The way you sound, you don't want me to carry the message.
Not me. Not me at all. Mm-mm. No.
My, they're not too good, but as much as you say, you're not good. You're better than that.
Anyway, as long as Cannon had a wonderful time for his birthday, that's the bottom line.
Okay. Thank you, dear Leonard.
Don't let him get you in the back and out here now.
Oh, no. Dave,
okay,
you already warned me. There.
All right, then. So that's number two warning. Murderous?
Yeah,
and I sure don't warn you, too.
Of course. Donna is on the bus. Donna is on the bus with me. She don't want to show on this again.
Well, Colonel said that somebody sings Stevie Wonder for him, so I think you better play Stevie Wonder for him and then get into the birthdays. Was that one the song that was requested for you? Stevie Wonder, happy birthday. That's what you said earlier, Colonel?
Yeah. Ellie, one of my classmates put a clip on it. A clip from me yesterday.
Okay, well, here it is for you, and then we'll get into birthdays. How about that?
All right. Okay.
Take the fence out of the day.
coming in for us.
Okay. Yeah, well, thanks for the greetings again, friends, supporters, fans. And now let me just wish some other people who are just as excited about celebrating in October for today, October 14th, 2023. It is the 287th day of 2023. These birthdays are brought to us the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today is the birthday of Shamin Campbell, a female cricketer out of the West Indies, out of Guyana. The Lord Anthony Davis out of Trinidad and Tobago. Good of England, Jack Young, Jack Kraft, Tom Dollery, Amjad Khan, Roland Butcher, and Charles Parker. Out of Australia, Doug Ring, Ashton Agar, Glenn Maxwell, Annabelle Sutherland. Out of Pakistan, Rashid Latif, Saeed Ajmal, Shan Masood, Asad Ali. Out of India, Poonam Ranj, a female cricketer, Monica Sunra, Gautam Gambhir, remember him, prolific opening batsman. Out of Sri Lanka, Tilakaratne Dilshan, you'll also remember him being a prolific scorer for Pakistan in the past days. Hasanta Fernando, out of Singapore, Neil Karnik, out of South Africa, Shanta Cohen, out of Hong Kong, Dalajit Singh, out of Kenya, Duncan Allen, out of Tanzania, Riziki Kiseto, out of Bulgaria, Daniel Raja, out of Scotland, Kirsten Mumsen, out of New Zealand, Edwin McLeod, out of Canada, Ravindapal Singh. Okay, it is today that William Penn is credited with founding the state of Pennsylvania, and I prefer to say after whom Pennsylvania was named. You see how they come across the channel and put names and other people think? Okay, Dwight Eisenhower is the 34th president of the United States. His birthday is today. In 1890, between 1890 and, sorry, I'm getting that wrong. Roger Moore, an actor out of Britain, remember him in the James Bond movies. He died in 2017. Mobutu Sese Seko, that's the president of Zaire, who was installed by Western powers after they assassinated the progressive African leader Patrice Lumumba. Fashion designer Ralph Lauren, his birthday today. He's still alive, he's 84. Pop singer Cliff Richard is 83. American golfer and winner of the Women PGA Championship in 1990, Beth Daniel, she's 67. Steve Cram, former British athlete in the 1500 and 2000 meter, he's 63. Stephen A. Smith, EN sports personality and radio host. His birthday is today. What's his show called? I don't know if you remember him. He used to be on there with Max Zimmerman or somebody like that. Max Kellerman. I don't remember the name of the show. Anyway, we all remember George Floyd's tragic death at the hands of four police officers. Between 1973 and 2020, Natalie Maines, an American country musician, the Dixie Chick. Okay, she's dead. She's 49. R&B singer Usher is 45. Stacey Keibler, the female WWE wrestler known as Super Stacey, she's 44. Alex Scott, former English female football player, is 39. In 1492, Christopher Columbus leaves San Salvador on the 14th of October and arrives in Santa Maria of Concepcion. That's in the Bahamas where he first landed. In 1834, the first African-American granted a U.S. patent, Henry Blair, for a corn planter. In 1892, Arthur Conan Doyle publishes The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. Okay. Sherlock, who is, I hardly would know that. Sherlock Holmes' partner was called Watson. Elementary, my dear Watson. The Strand magazine. Okay. He first published his stories in what was called the Strand magazine. In 1940, Balham Tube station in London is bombed by the German Luftwaffe during the Blitz, killing 66 people. In 1943, Japan declares the Philippines independence under President Jose Pilar. In 1947, American Air Force pilot Chuck Yeager flew the Bell X-1, an experimental aircraft at Mach 1.07. That's supposed to mean something to people who know a lot about airspeed. At an altitude of 45,000 feet. In doing so, he became the first person to break the sound barrier. In 1945, as a charge by technical knockout, takes down Pat Valentino in the eighth round to retain his world heavyweight boxing title. In 1958, the District of Columbia Bar Association votes to accept Black Americans as members. 1958. In 1959, Australian movie actor Errol Flynn died of a heart attack at the age of 50. In 1960, the Peace Corps was first suggested by John F. Kennedy in a speech at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. He becomes president the following year. In 1962, U.S. U-2 espionage planes locate missile launchers in Cuba. And you remember what followed that, what was called the Cuban Missile Crisis. In 1964, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a civil rights activist, was announced as the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. In 1964, Premier Nikita Khrushchev was replaced by Leonid Brezhnev as General Secretary of the Soviet Communist Party. In 1968, American sprinter Jim Hines won the world record 9.95 seconds to beat Lennox Miller of Jamaica and Charles Green of the United States and win the gold medal at the Mexico City Olympics. In 1975, U.S. President Gerald Ford escaped injury when his limousine is struck broadside. In 1977, American comedian and actor and singer Bing Crosby died of a heart attack at the age of 74. In 1979, NHL's greatest scorer, Wayne Gretzky, scores his first of 894 goals in a regular season NHL. That's the National Hockey League. In 1980, presidential nominee Ronald Reagan promises to name a woman to the United States Supreme Court. Today, four women are presidentially serving to the court. That woman was Sandra Day O'Connor, who retired some years ago. In 1994, Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to PLO leader Yasser Arafat. Okay, you see how long this struggle for the independence of Palestine has been. Yasser Arafat died some years ago, and the suspicion is that he was assassinated. In 2020, a copy of William Shakespeare's first folio sells for a record $9.98 million at an auction in New York, even though he died when in 1616. The man is still making money. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, October 14th, 2020. Brought to you with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watch. Thank you, Audley. And on to you, Ivan.
Yes, sir. Well, we want to thank you for that, birthdays. And like I say, you're ruling the roofs. And I'll just take this opportunity to tie you in with my son, Garvey Henry.
Garvey.
So you're not going to have that day by yourself. But I'll ask a question. Was Friday the 13th a very lucky day for you, sir?
Yes, it was. It's better than that.
It was better than that? Well, this is what Omel said, that I must make sure I play the song for you, because they said Friday the 13th, make sure a black cat don't cross you, because that's bad luck. So no black pussy crossed you yesterday, right?
I want to respond to that area. That's
you didn't get no bad luck, right? Okay, Omel, here's the song.
No bad luck at all. I've never had any bad luck because a black cat crossed my path, and they do that pretty often.
What a finger! Take your pen and paper. '70, '71 will go down in history. The things that happened, good Lord, just like a nightmare to me. Elections in Montserrat, elections up here. Elections in Trinidad and in St. Kitts, they had their share. So,
come along, historians, relax and sit by my side.
Take out your pen and paper,
make your notes with pride.
Write it so we great grandchildren could come on and see.
Our deeds recorded plainly in the pages of history.
It was the time that we here in Antigua will remember best. To some a period of failure, to some a time of success. It was the time when West Indies cricketers, they started losing their sway. And the time when the mighty Frazier defeated Cassius Clay. So,
come along historians, relax and sit by my side.
Take out your pen and paper,
make your notes with pride.
Write it so we great grandchildren could come on and see.
Our deeds recorded plainly in the pages of history.
We all can recall to mind almost recently. And in the Virgin Isles went hunting mercilessly. It was the time when beautiful Antigua, we suffered no more from rain. And the time when white-collar workers had to go and reap sugarcane. So,
come along historians, relax and sit by my side.
Take out your pen and paper,
make your notes with pride.
Write it so we great grandchildren could come on and see.
Our deeds recorded plainly in the pages of history.
The Christina disaster, Lord, will be recorded in history as the Caribbean's most outstanding catastrophe. So I want to relax, good God, down in my old age, and search in the books of history just to find a space. So
come along historians, relax and sit by my side.
Take out your pen and paper,
make your notes with pride.
Write it so we great grandchildren could come on and see.
Our deeds recorded plainly in the pages of history.
Mom is at home and girl in Market Street. Last year carnival, she said, well, Joe, I'll come to jump with you and enjoy the bacchanal. Feel the music sweet, but so masqueraders on the go. All of a sudden, she stand up, grab her, forget to dine the pussycat, man, she ball out.
But I'm more than ever when you got drunk in this box.
I come to jump too early, I could tie me cat.
This cat's so damn annoying, it is not a pet, but a pet.
When I reached back home this morning, he made me place in a mess. All my neighbors heckle me, talking about my pussy, they say,
hold up, pussy, Mary, tie your
I'll be talking there, band right from further down the line. Brother is then she grab a Yankee man and begin to whine. Well, the station high for so, and she shout out, come on Joe. A police said you were this rat, why didn't you tie your pussycat? And she ball out,
more than ever, when you got drunk in this flat.
I come to talk too early, I could tie me cat.
This cat so damn annoying, he's not a pet but a pet.
When I reach back home this morning, I will meet the place in a mess. All my neighbors heckle me, talking about my pussy, they say,
hold up, Jerry, tie your pussy.
Wrong the girl, as she move along, I say, well, fellas, this is confusion. Trouble knowing come this time, though she moving fast. Lady road and let me pass. She say, well, look, let me tell you flat, let me go and try me pussycat. Man, she ball out,
more than ever, when you come talking this flat.
I come to talk too early, I couldn't try me cat.
This cat's so damn annoying, it's not a friend but a friend.
When I reach back home this morning, I will meet you place in a mess. All my neighbors heckle me, talking about my pussy, they say,
hold up, pussy, Mary, tie your pussy.
Omel, I would have done justice to you, and I would take your warning. Friday the 13th, do not let no black cat cross you. Colonel, you have a commentary for us, and I think I did, Omel. Kaiser Joe, out of Antigua and Barbuda.
Yeah. No.
You were like a lion. Monkeys don't say nothing, neither you, Lynette. They don't say nothing. I play the songs that were requested. Omel, good afternoon over there in the UK. Your commentary card now?
Yeah, okay.
So we still have to play some songs to party.
It was a lesson in the social state of the world we live in. And we've got to agree that it's dreadful. There is the threat of climatic changes that can be completely devastating. But above all that, we want to stop and think of the circumstances out of which those dreadful, threatening climatic changes were created.
And that all came to a head this week. Now, it is in such a dreadful state that it makes you wonder whether the people who are in charge of engineering and administering the societies of this world have anything left in them that qualifies them to be called human. Years ago, Bob Marley, who died in 1984, I should say 1981, said, I should say he mused, but he left us as part of his legacy for us to question. As he stated at that time, it seems like total destruction is the only solution. Now, I want to pick on what happened over the course of this week. Just that one story should enlighten us as to the state of affairs that we find ourselves at this time. Because in 1948, Western powers, United States, Britain, France, those who were engaged in that strife that they called the Second World War, decided that they were going to create the state of Israel. So they stood behind a group of people coming out of Eastern Europe, calling themselves Jews and claiming that they were brutalized by the German state under the leadership of Adolf Hitler, the same state that was accused of creating the Second World War. This claimed that a Holocaust was created about how they were treated because they were Jews. So, based on that claim, the Western powers decided they were going to create a state that they called a homeland for the Jews. They selected a place in Palestine and created the state of Israel. So, but for the last 75 years, the state of Israel, that state that was created with the engineering of those Western powers just coming out of World War II. You would remember that ended in 1945. They started this thing in 1948. And it could start, as well, I remember, with the bombing of the King David Hotel. Now, Palestine at that time was a peaceful place. People lived there, people of different cultures, different religions, different ethnicities lived in Palestine, and they lived there peacefully. So, the state of Israel created some 75 years ago, in 1948, to create a state for the Jewish people who claimed they were ostracized by the German state and ostracized all over Europe. Now, since then, that state of Israel has orchestrated its violence, brutality and contempt against the Palestinian people. You remember when we saw those images of fully armed Israeli soldiers killing and maiming young Palestinians, throwing stones? That's the same circumstance that we saw developing earlier this week, Sunday to be exact. Now, the self-ordained leaders of the free world stood by and watched, enjoying the scene of Israeli soldiers killing young people, some of them children, throwing stones. They armed Israel. They provided the weapons to Israeli soldiers. But it's understandable because, after all, they are the ones who created the situation. On Sunday, October 8th, Hamas, one of the organizations of resistance against the Israeli terrorism, launched a surprise attack on Israel, killing Israelis and taking some hostages. Israel retaliated by dropping 1,000 bombs per day for 6 days straight. Let me say that again. For 6 days straight, dropping 1,000 bombs per day on Gaza in airstrike. That's one of the localities in Palestine. This and the Western media is coming out and calling this a war. This is not a war. This is a massacre. A war has people on two sides fighting. This is only one. Israel indiscriminately bombs Gaza, anticipates bombing the West Bank, hospitals, grocery stores, often what you call those little housing areas where orphans live, indiscriminately destroying residential areas. People live in their houses, having a wedding. And like I say, this has been going on for 75 years. But what you saw during the course of the last 6 days is just an escalation of what has been happening for the last 75 years. They have blockaded all supplies to Gaza. And I say all supplies, including medicine, water, fuel, whatever they got left in terms of assistance, social services, they not going to be able to work because they won't get any food, they don't have any power, and Israel openly declare that it's going to exterminate Gaza. Openly declare that it's going to exterminate Gaza. Now, what does the so-called leaders of the free world say? And the Western media? Israel has the right to defend itself. So, more than that, they have said, we stand by Israel, and we are standing by, just in case what Israel is not doing is enough. We are standing by with our own military installations to assist Israel in this massacre. These are the people that we call our leaders in this Western world. And I'm going to tell you, I had a hard enough time believing that these people are incarnated of a human spirit. And what has happened this week in terms of the Western society's response to what's happening in Gaza, what has happened in Palestine over 75 years, I have a hard time believing that these people are incarnated of a human spirit. That's my thought.
Living today is such a racket. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. We realize for you we can choose.
but now they take you the whole Caribbean could lose. We gave you gold products from Guyana. From all the islands you get your sugar. Nutmeg and spice you get from Grenada. St. Lucia should charge you more for banana. It's ungrateful and the world should brand you a brute to leave Trinidad with all them citrus fruit. Now you join the market and you may prosper. I say the whole West Indies could suffer. You don't have to take care of us, want independence, so then you give it first. We know that the gold passed out in France, from V to come, and he give you a chance. Opportunity, so you take it fast. Now you are free of us at last. Looking further, I can prove it still. Since you have passed that immigration bill, and we gave you gold products from Guyana. From all the islands, you get your sugar. Nutmeg and spice you get from Grenada. St. Lucia should charge you more for banana. And grateful and the world should brand you a brute to leave Trinidad with all them citrus fruit. Now you join the market and you may prosper. I say the whole West Indies go suffer. Till 74. Why didn't you say that before? To catch our health we need more time. For this we need till 1999. Then Kidney, Bissan and Anguilla. Don't forget Antigua and Barbuda. We can't forget how you treat us bad. We can't afford to buy no damn chicken bag. We gave you gold products from Guyana. From all the islands you get your sugar. Nutmeg and spice you get from Grenada, St. Lucia. So charge you more for banana. I'm grateful and the world should brand you a brute to leave Trinidad with all them citrus fruit. Now you join the market and you may prosper. I tell the whole West Indies go suffer. From all the islands you get your sugar. Nutmeg and spice you get from Grenada. St. Lucia should charge you more for banana. And grateful and the world should brand you a fruit. You leave Jamaica with all them citrus fruit. So you join the market and you may prosper. I say the whole West Indies go suffer.
More before our comment, our personal commentary.
This is a special prayer. Lord, I am asking you to bless my nation, bless my brothers and sisters, and protect them from the evil hand.
Something must be wrong. Why mankind hate each other?
Something must be wrong.
when the millionaires and the girls together. We build bridges over miles of water. Is there no bridge to peace, my brother? Man like a sailing ship, drifting without a sail. Destined for disaster. Last year, it's a radical solution. We don't hurry up and find.
Heaven help mankind. I tell you. One big tug of war between church and state. Something must be wrong. Why man can't live together? Something must be wrong. Why we want to destroy each other?
Something must be wrong.
We find cure for all kind of cancer.
Something must be wrong.
Is there no cure for greed, my brother? Men like Saddam and Muammar Gaddafi, disciples of Hitler, left here to harm me. If the key to trigger nuclear weapon, they should never find.
Heaven help mankind.
I tell you. Lord, I am asking you to protect us from the wicked politicians. Guide us into one body. Heal and bless our nation. How about the children, tomorrow's men and women, who will provide the guidance they'll need? Some parents couldn't care less, and teachers are hard pressed. Our children's future looks bleak indeed. And while we vegetate, and while we sit and wait, this world is sinking deeper in the mud. We leaders won't take a stand, so terrorists take the chance. And people's blood. We have got to find a special leader. Don't know where, don't know how. Oh Moses, where are you now? Something must be wrong. Why mankind hate each other?
The people who place these wars make them happen.
you're killing people over there who you see as cockroach. I think that's what it is. So I tend to agree with you with that. I don't mind if two set of people out here warring against each other, soldiers, let's put it this way, because they signed up for that for whatever reason. I don't believe in wars, though. But when you're going to just take these bombs and just drop them over there, you have no control once that artillery would have left its base. And when it drop over there in the middle of the night, drop it in schools, you drop it in churches, you drop it every which way. As long as it's dropped in somebody's territory, you're happy. And then you call it self-defense. Or if you're retaliating, will you retaliate against some unarmed civilians and constant 6 days? Oh, come on, man. I should Dennis have something to say about that. Dennis?
I hear you, and I heard Cardinal's commentary, you know, that this series of events really does go back a long way. But what I would do is invite people, if they can. I see a video clip circulating of former President Barack Obama inviting. He gave a speech. I'm not sure where. But this video clip shows ex-President Barack Obama inviting those Israelis to walk in the shoes of the Palestinians so that they can understand and appreciate what the Palestinians are going through at the hands of the Israelis. And that's not to say that the terrorists who did the bombing is relieved of any sense of, you know, they were totally wrong to have done what they did, the terrorists. But the response from the Israeli government, where they're bombing buildings, homes, it takes a lot of time, material, and manpower to put those homes together in such a tiny 25 mile radius or distance, and then you knock it down all at once. Where are those people supposed to live? The innocent people supposed to, Palestinians, where are they supposed to live? What are they supposed to eat? When they need medical assistance, how are they going to get these things? Yes, I know there is a lot of outrage on the side of the Israelis, and two wrongs does not make the right. And the right of it is simply that Israel has a problem with the Hamas, and remove them. But you have to remember, you have a lot, millions of innocent Palestinian men, women, and children, and the children in particular, who are now having to seek shelter. They can't go to Egypt. Egypt won't take them, because once Egypt opened the gate, then the responsibility of providing for all those become the problem of Egypt. And Egypt says, we're not creating this problem. Somebody else is, and that somebody else should be held liable for support. They can't go to any other country because Egypt is the only landmass border that they have. And Egypt border is closed. The sea is the only other place to go. And of course, even the sea is, they have no way out. They have no food. They have no shelter. They have no electricity. We need to get a conscience here. We need to get a conscience and ease the suffering. And of course, stop the war, the fighting. I suspect strongly that what could have been done is that Israel, before they start carpet bombing, should have tried very hard to secure the release of those hostages that were taken and then decide on the best course of action. But the willy-nilly carpet bombing is probably somewhat of an overkill. And I think in my state of, I will leave my comments at that. I go back to you.
Okay. Just before Carlo come in to maybe finish it. Anyone else want to come on in? 563-999-3693. I left the everybody on queue if they really want to come in. But I'm still finding it senseless, man. This thing been happening for donkey years, since way back in, what, 1917? And what are they fighting over? Land. Independence. And it's like Christopher Columbus come and say he discovered people. So, I mean, come on, man. And you said it's right again, Dennis. You have a conflict with Hamas. You can't just scatter these things all over the place over there and then let people there with no food, no shelter, no care, no medical help, no nothing when you don't bomb it down. Even if you want to say, I'm going to give some help. You can't put back these bones together. You can't put back these bodies together. By the time you reach the late. So where's the humanity in all of this? Because you hit the nail on the head. Two wrongs could never make one right. Two wrongs could never make a right. Colonel, you can wrap it up.
Bring it to a conclusion. You know, like we're saying, they don't just have a problem with Hamas. They've got a problem with the Palestinian people. The essence of this is that you would notice that what's happening in Palestine is the same thing that that happens in South Africa, the same thing that happens in the United States with regard to the indigenous people and the people who came over here from Europe. It's the same thing that happens in Australia. It's the same thing that happens in the Caribbean. It's the same thing that carries the idea that you can discover people and put a value on them. That is not the expression of humanity. These people have been riding on this idea that they are the Jews, they are God's chosen people, and have been riding on this idea to exact vengeance on people for whom they hold contempt. In this particular case, it's the Palestinians. And like I say, they are not Jews. Judaism originated in Ethiopia. The Jews that lived in Palestine at the time looked more like Yasser Arafat than they looked like Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu and his gang of terrorists came out of Eastern Europe. They are not Jews, but they have claimed that title and are exploiting it for what it's worth. And people are supporting this nonsense about them being chosen people of God to exercise this kind of violence against other people. Man, we are so messed up. And the Western world, you know, the Bidens and whoever's over in Europe, Rishi Sunak and whoever's over in France, Macron and whoever else are riding on this, exploiting this claim to demolish, to control or exterminate the human population on this planet. Like you say, where is the humanity in all this? There isn't any. And that's why I said earlier, I am hard-pressed to believe that these people are incarnated of a human spirit. It is, you know, I am fine. If at some point I see something that happens that convinces me otherwise, then I'll accept that. But for now, I don't think they share the identity of spirit that makes them qualified to be called human. How could you see other human beings as cockroaches and just want to exterminate them? That's not the expression of the human spirit. So, tell those people they need to get out of Palestine, go back to Europe, and stay there. And I'm talking to all of them, wherever they are, whether it's South Africa or wherever else, because they have threatened this planet with total destruction, as Bob Marley said it so many years ago. That's my thought.
Bob Marley did say so much trouble in the world. Let's get this before we close.
Yeah. And they created